Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Are you ready to slow down, nourish your body, recharge your soul, and make a more significant difference in the world? Then join us in St. Martin, an exquisite island in the Caribbean with breathtaking views, and transform your life. Become the best version of yourself when you take the time to go deep inside, to move beyond the limiting beliefs and thinking that are preventing you from having the life you desire. Magic happens. Join six of the world's best transformational specialists as we help you design your best life. Dr. Will Morling, Cheryl Grant, Landry Olusula, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, and yours truly, Dr. Nicole Francis Cotton, from December 2nd to 5th, 2021. Register while space lasts. Only 39 spots available. Register at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Welcome to another exciting and inspiring episode of Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr. here on Bashani Radio. Today on Love and Inspiration, you're going to be listening to another dynamic speaker from the 3rd Annual Leadership Summit 2020 from Victorious Living Foundation on St. Martin. Today, you're going to be listening to Dr. Johannes R. Fisselinger, who is the founder of the Lifestyle Prescription Medicine University, offering master's and PhD doctorate degrees in root cause health coaching and lifestyle medicine. Dr. Johannes Fisselinger is the author of 5 books, including The 6 Root Cause of All Symptoms. He's director and producer of the Titans of Yoga and Lifestyle Medicine documentary film, co-founder National Yoga Month September, and passionate to inspire healthy and conscious living. As you listen today to Love and Inspiration, I'm sure you're going to be inspired as Dr. Johannes Fisselinger is going to share with you on how to resolve 80% of chronic health issues with lifestyle medicine. Keep it locked in here to Love and Inspiration as you be empowered by Dr. Johannes R. Fisselinger.
Thank you so much for the invitation to speak here at the conference. Amazing speakers. I want to talk about healthcare, health, your health. The statement that you read in the introduction, you know, that about 80% of chronic health issues can be resolved. It sounds like, how is that possible, right? But that is not something I'm saying, and I'm saying it too, obviously, but it is something that the top scientists and experts in lifestyle medicine have found out over the last 10, 20 years. And so I think it's such an empowering message, right? That there actually are solutions for a lot of the health issues that we're confronted with. And if you listen now, or if you watch the replays at some point, just think about it. I mean, how important is health for you? I think that's the first thing that we really need to address. Because it's been said, right? I mean, without health, everything we do is not necessarily really meaning a lot. And I think that is very true for, I think, even the ones that are super successful, right? Or everyone, right? If we don't put health on the top shelf as a top value, then you know, very likely, I think somebody in the previous speaker talked about values, right? If we don't value health, are we then doing the things that we need to do to improve our health? Less likely, right? So I'd like everybody to listen, that it listens right now, to just for a second, right? Think, how important is health to you? You can subscale it from like a 0 to 10, right? 0, oh, not important at all, to like a 10, oh, it's really important. So just do that for a second for yourself, because I think that's the biggest realization, right? I've seen it so often with my clients, with our network clients at Lifestyle Prescriptions University that trained with us, our graduates, that if we do not move health higher in our values list, then again, we're probably not going to take the action that we need to take. So before I want to dive deeper into this, I want to just talk quickly about lifestyle medicine and the options that you have in when you address your health issues. Now, there are basically three options. One, two, we know usually, typically. So everybody just listening right now, tune into your body, right? And feel any health issue, any stress that you have in your body, or you know, actually, you've been diagnosed with a health issue, or you just have something going on and you don't know exactly what it is, right? So feel that in your body. Bring that up more, bring it more into awareness, because awareness is one of the biggest things that we need to do, right? We need to become aware of what's going on in our bodies instead of like relying only on somebody else, because at the end it's us that gonna make the decisions, right, in our lives. So pick any health issues that you have or had in the past. There are basically three options that you have to deal with them. One is doing nothing. Not so good, right? I mean, often that's what we do. Oh, it's okay, it's gonna get better, right? Or we might think, you know, we do things that not necessarily really mean much, right? We just try this and that, but we don't take it serious enough. And that is a big part of preventive health with lifestyle medicine. It's very much preventive, right? Why do we wanna wait until we have something more serious if we can't prevent it? And for example, a lot of our practitioners use thermography, and I know Nicole and Roy use that too at their center in San Martin, where you can see the imbalances, the stressors, the imbalance in our nervous system, autonomic nervous system, way before even physical symptoms manifest. So prevention is such a big thing. And I think most of us agree, or most of you agree, that doing nothing is probably the worst option of all of them. The second one, which obviously we all do, we all know, is managing the symptoms, right, that we have. Now, you know, we take a medication, we take, if it's natural, if it's pharmaceutical, right, that the emergency medicine that has been built up over the last 50-100 years is absolutely amazing, and it's very important, especially for the emergency medicine. If you have something serious, we want to really take medications or go to a doctor or a clinic to be, to take care of this. It's very, very important. But there's one problem, and traditional medicine is very aware of that to really resolve chronic issues, which is about 70-80% of all the symptoms we have are chronic, right? The back pains, the stomach issues, the skin issues, right? The skeletal pains that we have, they are chronic usually, and that they be calling them lifestyle symptoms, lifestyle health issues. And the reason is because they are connected to lifestyle. The way we eat, the way we exercise or the lack thereof, right? The way we deal with stress, and it's not just like the typical stress, life stressors, but it's especially our emotional stressors, right? The thoughts that we have, which often can create a tremendous amount of pressure and stress in our life. The social stressors, right? The environment that we live in can be very stressful. And so it's what we eat, how we exercise, how we sleep, how well we sleep, and most important, how much love and support we have in our lives. So these are the four cornerstones of lifestyle medicine. And so doing nothing, one extreme, just managing the symptoms, very helpful, very important, but not necessarily a long-term sustainable solution. Quick fix, yes, and often that's what we want, that's what we need, but science knows by now, and by the way, there is really no question anymore, you know, that chronic health issues can be improved or reversed using lifestyle modifications, targeted lifestyle modifications. And if you decide, hey, okay, I want to not just deal with the symptoms, you know, and just they're going to be there all the time, pretty much. The symptoms go away, come back, and I take medication, maybe even have side effects. Sometimes, as I said, very important, but it is usually not a really good root cause based long-term strategy. And think about it, Dean Ornish, one of the, you know, advised presidents and movie actors, one of the top doctors in the US in terms of preventive and lifestyle medicine. He has this story, which I really like. Think about it, you know, what do we do basically? And that's why we need to disrupt healthcare. This program here, the conference, is very much about disruption. And I think one of the few industries that hasn't been disrupted yet is healthcare. We're still doing the same thing we've been doing for 50 years, pretty much with a lot of improvements, obviously. And so healthcare is one of the areas that not just gonna create disruptions, there are gonna be a lot of changes over the next 10 years or so, but also opportunities, right? Which is this conference is all about. Think about it. There's gonna be a huge new industry that is more preventive, that especially that we focus on lifestyle medicine, right? It's about health coaching that's going to develop over the next 10, 20 years, where there's so many people are needed. And I'm going to talk about that later. But what Dean Ornish usually talks about, or the visual, think about it. You know, you go downstairs in your house and everything is underwater, right? A big mess underwater. And you just mop it up. You clean it up. Okay, you go back up. Next day you go down. Oh gosh, the thing happens again. Okay, you mop it, clean it up again. Next time you go up, next time you come back down, and it's still a mess, right? And then we look up and say, oh my God, the faucet, I didn't turn off the faucet. And that's kind of what we do in medicine very often, that we don't really step back and say, what is actually causing this process, right? What's causing my back pain? Or I have it really bad, then for a few days it's okay, and like, you know, it comes back again in a week or two. And so what we need to do in terms of our mentality and what you can do right now is to step back and say, what life influences, right? Which stressors in my life, which emotional stressors in my life, which thoughts that I have continuously, they come back again and again, right? Which social environment is affecting me constantly and raising awareness that allows us then to make changes. Again, the first thing is we have to step back out of our comfort zone and first of all be very clear, well, I want to take a path that is not just managing my life or just not just getting by, right? It's actually, I want to have more physical energy. I want to be emotionally more balanced. I want to be mentally sharper with more focus, right? Talking about, you know, a lot of the mental issues that we have, that we just overloaded with information, that we feel fuzzy in our head. We can think straight, right? Mental, mind symptoms, so to speak. So becoming aware of our surroundings, our life, and how it affects us. That's a big first step. And you can do this right now. We don't need anyone, really. All we need to do, and we're gonna write a specific lifestyle prescription for you that you can do. And I'm gonna guarantee you that it's gonna make a big difference in your life. And that's obviously Lifestyle Prescriptions University, which is our school that obviously we going to be in St. Martin very soon, you know, headquartering in St. Martin, which is super exciting. And that is one of the things that we do in, or our health coaches, you know, be very specific, not writing a medicine prescription, right? But it's all about lifestyle habit change. And so you might say and think, yes, I read so much online, right? And I know I should eat better, right? I've read books about that. I know maybe in my emotional balance, I get upset a lot, or I'm sad a lot, or I'm depressed a lot, which yes, I agree, that probably affects my health, you know, or my social environment, right? There's stressors in my environment that I just don't know what to do about. And that is true. You know, often we don't know what to do. And from our perspective, that is why healthcare needs to change. Because we can read about all this stuff, and I'm sure you did, but then the question is, how do we implement it in our lives? And that's why the profession of health coaches, highly trained, qualified health coaches, is going to grow so much, because our vision, and not just ours, a lot of other networks around the world, they see the problem, right? We can't, I'm sorry if I say that drastic now, we can't medicate our way out of the situation. If the root cause is the lack of nutrition, a lot of chunky kind of foods, I don't exercise, I have a lot of emotional, mental stresses in my life, then that is what we need to address. And that also means self-responsibility, that we need to take more self-responsibility, and we need someone to coach and guide us through this process to establish new habits. And so the vision is, and what we see already in clinics in US, in UK, Germany, and other places, that clinics, doctors start to integrate work, bring health coaches into their practice, so they then can help clients and individually or in groups to go through these transformational changes. And I had a lot of health issues myself a long time ago. And one, for example, who had tremendous back pain 15, 20 years ago. And, you know, the thing that happened to me at that point was it drove me crazy. I tried everything out there, right? From traditional to more complementary, natural type of medicines and treatments. And it got better, but it never got away. It never disappeared. And I always wondered, why is this happening to me, right? The why. Nobody could give me an answer of the why. And what I realized then, you know, that we don't really look at the root causes really often. And then at that time, when I realized how my life situation, the stresses I had in my life, very specific, in this case, relationship stress, you know, where like there was a fight going on, you know, and then I got really upset. And at that point, think about it, I was very stressed, right? I was so stressed. I thought about that issue all the time. I just didn't know what to do, right? Highly emotional. And in root cause health coaching, we call that the stress phase, right? And then somehow we made up, or the situation resolved. And then a day afterwards, the back pain just started coming at me, right? It's like, what happened now, right? And I had, for 3, 4, 5 days, I had major, major back pain. At that time, I didn't understand the whole connection yet, what we call now the 9 points and phases of self-healing, meaning that there is this cycle of stress and regeneration. And maybe later on, I share my screen to show you an image. Maybe I do that actually right now, because it's easier to visualize for everybody. Let me just do this right now. And by the way, you can obviously type in the chat box if you have questions, and I take personal questions if you have especially health issues also. I can do that later on. So you should see the slide here. Now, part of our specialty is that we look at the body more from not so much there's a problem perspective, but actually from a perspective that there's a constant automation going on in our body that wants to heal itself or herself, right? And this, all the science is also called the art and science of self-healing, of auto-regulation. Think about it. Nature is absolutely beautiful and amazing, right? It's amazing how everything goes through this auto-regulation cycle, you know, growth and renews itself. And in science, we know that the body has this remarkable ability to regenerate. And if you have, now if the thought comes up, I'm not sure if that's true, then maybe see if you can shift that thinking into like, maybe it's possible, and you will see things open, new pathways open up that are absolutely amazing. And so when we look into this ability of our body to regenerate, which it constantly does, then we start to see the body's intelligence. And I want to ask you briefly right now, right? Do you believe that the symptoms that you have actually meaning? That they're actually there, not just randomly, because who knows why, or it's a punishment, or it's somebody else did something to me, or, right? Now we start to go into this body's intelligence. The more we trust our body, the more we trust that body's intelligence, the biology, we start to see a lot of opportunities to release and release symptoms that we haven't seen before. And, you know, what we call the art and science of self-healing is also deeply connected. It's kind of like a spiritual perspective of our body, where the body is our temple. And that is not just, all the religious sciences or religious practices kind of say that and refer to that. But even science knows that by now, that our body is the temple. You know, it's the seat of consciousness, of awareness. And we take the next step. Our body is also a reflection. It's the most wonderful biofeedback mechanism you can think of, right? I've developed biofeedback technology 25 years ago. And, you know, and I stopped doing that in a big way because I found our body is the most beautiful biofeedback system. The only thing that is required is to listen to it. So whenever you have a symptom or something happens in your body, you have the choice to just push it back and say, oh, I don't want to deal with it right now. Or just bring it up and say, what just happened? What happened in my life that my body I put myself into a stressful state, and symptoms are a result of that. And once you create that awareness, again, you start to notice connections between life situations, the emotions you feel, and the thoughts you have, and also nutrition, right? And nutrition, the lifestyle habits, they play a major role. And so in our work, we use basically these six root causes that make up the majority of health issues. And, so the first thing is that I can only suggest to everyone, and I do this on a daily basis. Whenever I feel something in my body, I just pause for a second and start noticing it. And that's going to make a big difference, to trust that body's healing intelligence. Another thing, and you know, please type in some of the in the chat box, type in some of the health issues, symptoms that you have or friends or you know about, right? To keep it private. And I can talk a little bit more about the specifics, because what we also found, which is really amazing, once you look at the body as something intelligent, you see the connections. For example, like I talked before, these major points and phases, like there are these cycles in our body where we feel we have different symptoms when we are in stress versus we have different symptoms when we go into regeneration, this repair mechanism, which we usually forget, that a lot of symptoms are our body's ability or purpose to repair, to heal, to regenerate. And that's what I talked about before with my back pain, right? And I hope you see that down here, I make it a little larger. When I was really very much in stress, right? Emotionally, physically, work-wise, you know, I'm in the stress phase here, what we call the stress phase. And that means, and you have all experienced that, right? You feel stressed and then you might have some symptoms, you know, hormones are active and you might be upset or sad, or you have to just, you know, all your focus is on that stressful situation. And we have symptoms at that point, obviously. And I'd like you to start noticing that. When the stress disappears, then you fall into regeneration. Because think about it, the body will deal with a stressful fight-flight response, right? We have to survive, for example, or something major happens. That's where all the attention goes. After that stress phase is gone, what happens? The body said, oh, finally, that's over. And now I can repair, I can regenerate. And then we have a lot of symptoms there. And it might surprise you that a lot of the typical muscular pains, a lot of the pains in general that we have, a lot of the fevers, inflammatory process, inflammations, they are actually part of the repair process, which is absolutely wonderful and needed. The challenge is if it becomes chronic, which means it never really stops to go through stress, repair. And the moment we realize what specific stressor, for example, let's take my back pain, right? So every 3-4 weeks, I got really upset about something. That was the emotion, was the anger I had at that time. And I was thinking about that situation all the time for like a 4, 5, 6 days, stress phase. And then it resolved. Sometimes I just had a good sleep, a good rest, or a good conversation, right, with the partner at that time. And then the day afterwards, I had this major back pain for 3, 4, 5 days. Really, 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 really bad for me. And then it got better after 5, 6 days. And then I felt a little better, but then it repeated itself another 2 weeks later. I went through the same stress and repair cycle. And that is basically the self-healing mechanism of our body. And I know it's probably for many that haven't been trained that way, it's a very different way of thinking. But think about it, how exciting that is. If we are actually, if the body wants to auto-regulate, what are we going to do? What's the smartest thing we can do is remove or transform the stressors that we have. Change them, let them go. We balance out our emotional reactions, right? We manage stress better. Or in this case, part of the thought process, we change beliefs that are not supportive. We change our social environment or improve it. We improve our lifestyle. What lifestyle medicine is all about, and again, it's practiced by so many people already around the world, is an incredibly empowering type of healthcare. Where yes, we need the emergency medicine, and that's gonna stay, that's not gonna go away, it's as important as ever, but whoever chooses to have more energy, to really address, to not just, you know, have more energy, but physically, right, to feel better, to feel emotionally better, be more focused, right, and sharp, and know what you need to do, because you also connected with this inner intelligence, this intuitive intelligence in your body. You create more supportive environments, right? We support each other instead of like putting ourselves down or having stress continuously. That is incredibly empowering. It's something you can do right now. Start small, right? We don't have to always try to get the quick fix solution just because it's easier in many ways at the beginning, but not usually long-term, right? And the lifestyle prescription we're going to do in a minute, and I can go on for hours and hours, obviously.
There are two issues that have been brought up. That is severe knee and shoulder pains, as well as back pain. So
Okay, that's actually very good. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. So thank you, Nicole, really appreciate that. So again, lifestyle medicine and health coaching is basically just the way to bring the lifestyle medicine principles to us individually, right? And why it is so important, you would think, okay, but I tried a lot of these things. Think about it this way, the science of habit change, that's a big part of what we do and teach and apply in our own lives and also with our graduates and students. There's a science to habits, how to change habits, right? Often we try to use our willpower. If any one of you have been on a diet, you know, we try, okay, now end of the year, New Year's resolution, right? We use our willpower. Oh, I'm going to make this happen, you know, after 7 days. Yeah, I'm still on it, right? After 2 weeks, it's like, oh, I'm exhausted. Because willpower is not really working that well. We have a limited amount of willpower. Think about it this way. Take your smartphone, right? Take your smartphone. Do you think about your calendar that reminds you of something? Probably not. Emails coming in, right? There's so many functions that happen on a smartphone that happen automatically, and you don't have to think about it. You just do it. Now convert that into your life. You brush your teeth every morning, right? I hope so. Most of us do. And we do that automatically. We don't even think about it. We do a lot of things like our blood pressure, heart's pumping, right? Digestion. The majority of functions in our body are not conscious. They're unconscious. They're automated. It's like software, right? That runs in the background. If we have the software running in the background, well, then we're pretty healthy because we automatically eat the right foods, right? Our body knows. We know, oh, right now I need a lot more vegetables, you know? Other time I need something else. But we raise automatically the quality of our foods. And that's automated, right? That is what we call an automation habits. Habits are not
willpower. And habits, a lot of the symptoms that we have are really habits. Think about that for a second. I know I challenge you probably a lot today with a lot of different new thoughts, which is a good thing, right? Think about it. When your body displays certain symptoms again and again, it basically is a habit. It's an habitual response from our body. And once we shift that awareness and say, oh, there's nothing wrong with us, there's nothing wrong with you any time ever, including your symptoms. Look at them more as symbols or like a signpost. It's like alarm. Here we go. Something's happening here. So you should pay attention to it. And the moment you do, it's interesting that actually you might become aware of that emotion even more, might increase a little bit, but that's a good thing because now you can do something about it. You can take more conscious actions. So one of the things that we work with a lot, which is absolutely amazing, first of all, addressing these root causes, where we have some of our clients, you know, there's like, they understand suddenly, oh my God, that somebody put me down just 3 days ago, right? We're calling that the stress trigger. Something triggered me, right? Because think about it. If you're stressed, something must trigger you, right? It just not happens out of nowhere or nothing. So something triggers me. Oh, 3 days ago, I just, my boss or whoever it may be, right? I had this argument, right? And I got really upset. And for 3 days, I couldn't think about anything else. And I got really still, it's still boiling in me, right? We underestimate so much these, you know, interpersonal connections and what we call the organ-mind-brain connection or organ-mind-brain anatomy. It affects us and affects not just our mind. Our mind, our emotions are not separate from our body. It's one unit. They kind of intertwined with each other. And so 3 days you felt this, oh, somebody put me down. I'm feeling, I have the thoughts. My thoughts are, I don't know, maybe I'm really not good. Maybe I'm not good enough to do this job. Maybe I'm a good mother. I'm a bad father. I can't do this task. I was told to do something. I can't do it. I don't know. I'm too stupid or whatever the thoughts may be. And let's, if you're honest, we all have these automated type of thoughts that pop into our heads, right? So when we understand this connection between our mind and our body, deeper, specific, gosh, and then I realized that after these 3 days, my shoulder pain is starting to increase a lot. But we didn't make the connection that what happened earlier is part of that organ-mind-brain process, this body's ability to react, to adjust to life stresses and life situations. So I think two or three of these questions were about skeletal. So I want to give you a couple examples that are daily happen in my practice, in the practices of our health coaches and graduates. Skeletal, pick like shoulder pain, lower back pain, right? Knee pain. I kind of summarize a little bit because I can't go into all of them specifically, but the skeletal system, and I want to ask you a question now. Why does God or whoever, whatever belief you have, why do we have the skeletal system? Think about it for a second. Is there a reason, a purpose why we have the skeletal system? Like the bones, right? The muscles? I mean, the bones. They are the hardest organ in the body. What do they do? Why do we have it? To stand up straight, to be tall, to be strong, right? So doesn't it make sense if we are put down by someone, if we feel, or we put ourselves down, right? Like we devalue ourselves. We say to ourselves, or somebody else does that, you're not good enough. I'm not good enough. That totally connects with strength. And doesn't it, or the lack of strength, the lack of confidence, the lack of value. If this, I mean, to me, it does absolutely make sense that that more likely affects our skeletal system, right? Because that's what this organ is for. So every organ tissue in our body, every organ in our body has a specific biological purpose and therefore is connected to our mind, the way we think and feel. So whenever, if you do have, and I think some of you asked that question, just over the next few days, a week maybe, the next 7 days, observe whenever you have pain or even throughout the day, maybe the pain isn't that strong, like the skeletal knee or lower back or shoulder pain. Do you sometimes have these thoughts of, I didn't do this right? You know, these kind of self-devaluing type of thoughts. Or environment. And if you do, you might realize even more, you might see the connection specifically. But the one thing is very, very important when we go this route about shifting, changing our lifestyle, right? It is really our reaction to our environment. It is not, this is not about blaming ourselves or any of that. It is taking responsibility, right? Now that we know the connection between our emotions, our thoughts, the social environment that we live in, now we can be more conscious and take conscious shift and transform our reactions to it, design our lives differently. And I've listened into some of the speakers before talking a lot about disruption. In a way, there's constant disruption. You just often we don't notice it as much. Disruption is a positive thing. It means things start to transform and change. And it's a great opportunity, not just individually for us. You could call a symptom appears. Well, that is in a way a disruption from our normal flow, right? And what we can do, just be more aware of it and start to realize what is going on here. What can I be more aware of and what can I change? Taking conscious actions to improve our health. And that again will change our spiritual or deep personality, what's important to us, the values that we hold, and it will help us move forward, improve our life and live the life that we really want to live. So let me give you one more example. Because, and I don't know if there's any other symptom in here, but so the shoulder, we had that. Let me give you another one that I think was asked here. It's about eczema, skin issues. I had myself quite a while ago, and I know quite a few people, the patients that have that, so different types of skin issues. Now think about it. Or tune into your body. Tune into, feel your skin. Why don't you all do that? Just feel the skin, right? And I'm talking about the top layer of the skin, right? Because we have different layers of the skin. The top layer is very thin. The layer below, the dermis skin, is a little thicker. Now, why do we have this top layer skin? Think about it. Tune in. What is that doing for you? What is it helping you to do? A lot of people that I ask say, well, it's the skin protects us. Yes, that is the second lower dermis layer of the skin. But the top layer is all about touch. We touch other people. Ourselves, right? We use it to touch, to feel, to connect kinesthetically, sensory. It's one of our biggest sensory organs. Now, doesn't it make sense if I experience a traumatic or a very stressful loss of touch situation where typically could be divorces where, you know, a kind of that partner is ripped apart from us? Kids especially, we see skin issues as babies, when they're babies, right after they are connected with a mother, and then they're kind of often not so nicely ripped away or taken away. The most important thing they know and they feel through their skin. Kids go to school. I mean, there are a lot of situations where this, if you or me or that child experiences that situation as a traumatic type of highly emotional experience, that's when the body will automatically react. And now another, maybe I think kind of close slowly, that symptom that you see on organ, mind and brain, right? That's happening throughout our whole body is something beautiful. It's something amazing because the body does not do something wrong, really. The body is helping you to deal with that stress. And with the skin, it's totally obvious because what we see actually in the stress phase here, number three, when we, oh my God, we feel that separation, loss of touch, the skin actually feels less sensitive. It feels a little numb. What that really does, it lowers our sensitivity to that traumatic event, to the stressful event, which then in turn helps us to deal with it better. So the body really supports us it throughout life. It's this constant auto-regulation, and it's brilliant and beautiful to watch it in ourselves. And that's what I kind of, we have a Q&A. I can go deeper into some specific questions in a minute, I guess. But what I'd like to do first of all, just go to, on our website, lifestyleprescriptions.tv. And actually, I think Nicole put also their website, the lifestyleprescriptions.info/St. Martin. You can get the book there too. It's their center website. And by the way, if you need this kind of support, which honestly do, when I have a health issue or something emotional or whatever is happening, I usually talk to my health coach, because it's so much easier to have somebody from the outside look at me and say, oh, that's what it is, right? And that's what we call this root cause analysis, to get to the root cause right away. I have a nice image here that, let me see if I, you know, basically what we want to do, finding that needle in the haystack like this, right? Often we don't see it because we're so in it. But somebody well-trained, they can just say, ask a few questions and say, okay, here we go. That's the needle in the haystack. And instead of messing everything up and trying to figure it out or doing nothing, which is the worst thing you can do, really, have a preventive approach. Take that needle, change that needle, right? Take it out. And then the body auto-regulates. Symptoms start to disappear that we thought would never happen. And now to kind of close this talk, and thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And again, there's so much deeper we can go. Read the book, Six Root Causes of All Symptoms. It's a great starting point. Have a piece of paper ready. If you do, that would be really helpful, because I'd like to ask you something, to write a lifestyle prescription to yourself. Usually a health coach helps you or the lifestyle medicine doctor. But I'd like you to just think for a second. We all have one healthy practice that we've done in the past, most of us, that we knew it's actually really good for us. For me, it's kind of a meditative prayer kind of process where just for 15 minutes a day, if I do it, I don't know, so many things change. I start to eat better. I start to think more clearly. My creativity shoots up. I see possibilities that I didn't see before. That's mine, right? And so it's just for a second here. What is your key habit that you kind of deep down know if you just did that, things start to improve automatically? So let's just give you like a few seconds here. I know we don't have a lot of time, and you can obviously continue afterwards. There's a little break coming up. Take the time. This is going to be highly valued. You write your own lifestyle habit prescription to yourself. And I'd like you to do it this way. So for example, if it's for you, let's say it's food. You eat a lot of high processed foods. You just make a commitment for 7 days. I pick one of my sodas, right? I drink a lot of high sugar sodas. You say for 7 days, only thing, tall, tiny little thing I do is no processed or no sugary drinks. Instead, I switch to water for 7 days. That's it. Super simple, because habits and your journey can start with a little tiny habit. And then after 7 days, report back to us on the website or do a call and let us know. Because what we found, a little tiny habit that we start to integrate into our life, it starts to roll on. It starts to be automated. It's programmed into your unconscious, into your software up there. And you just do it automatically. And then, oh, why don't I do the next one, right? And another thing I want to say, think about it. Let me ask you, do you think you can improve your lifestyle or your health just a tiny little bit every day? For example, can you improve your health and your life 1%? Let's just take one simple percent. Can you improve that much? Just 1% every day. Most people probably say, yeah, 1% seems very doable. Well, then focus on that. That is all you need to do. Because think about it. Where are you going to be after 90 days, if you just improve 1% every day? Wherever you are, you can go to lifestyleprescriptions.tv and learn more if you'd like. And obviously, part of why we are moving to St. Martin is also to, first of all, we offer the degree programs in the master's and doctorate degree programs in health coaching and lifestyle medicine. And also, hopefully, we can really integrate in the local community and help with improve the health of a society, of a country, in a profound way, which is absolutely doable and has been done. And it's going to make a big, big difference to everyone individually and a country, a society in general.
I'm sure you were empowered today on Love and Inspiration by another dynamic speaker from the 3rd Annual Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victoria Slim Foundation on St. Martin. You were listening to Dr. Johannes R. Fisselinger, who is the founder of the Lifestyle Prescriptions University, offering master's and PhD doctorate degrees in root cause, health coaching, and lifestyle medicine. I'm sure you really gained a lot today on how to resolve 80% of chronic health issues with lifestyle medicine. And if you do want to order any of those really great speakers that you've heard so far on Love and Inspiration, all you've got to do is go on to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com and go on to Leadership Summit. Scroll down and you will see order your digital downloads today. So that's on to victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Go on to Leadership Summit. Scroll down to order your digital downloads today. And you'll be able to really get your hands onto some really great content from all those speakers who spoke at the third annual Leadership Summit of Victorious Living Foundation 2020 on beautiful St. Martin. Thank you for listening to Love and Inspiration with your host, Roy Cotton Jr., here on Bashani Radio.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety, or your business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Are you ready to slow down, nourish your body, recharge your soul, and make a more significant difference in the world? Then join us in St. Martin, an exquisite island in the Caribbean with breathtaking views, and transform your life. Become the best version of yourself. When you take the time to go deep inside, to move beyond the limiting beliefs and thinking that are preventing you from having the life you desire, magic happens. Join six of the world's best transformational specialists as we help you design your best life. Dr. Will Morland, Cheryl Grant, Landry Olusola, Roy Cotton Jr., Muriel Jean-Michel, and yours truly, Dr. Nicole Francis Cotton, from December 2nd to 5th, 2021. Register while space lasts. Only 39 spots available. Register at www.victoriouslivingretreats.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.